If people don't know where your eyebrows end and your hair begins, it's time for a haircut at Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Some sad news. I mean, you won't know this guy, probably. You may have seen him in this movie years ago, but the little kid that played the drummer in the School of Rock movie with Jack Black.
Yeah, I can't remember him. But I remember the guitarist, kind of.
I remember the movie. I don't remember.
So this is him from the movie there.
Okay.
He just got hit by a car and died.
Oh, my God.
But he's a grown-ass man now,
right? He's 32
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
He's 32. He was cycling in Chicago.
Don't feel as bad because he's not that little kid.
I'm just saying, the kid would be terrible, but...
Kevin played the drummer Spazzy McGee in School of Rock. It was his only acting credit, the only movie he ever did. Jack Black posted a picture of himself with Kevin from the movie and a shot of them during a recent reunion. He said, "Devastating news. Kevin is gone way too soon. Beautiful soul. So many great memories. Just heartbroken. Sending love to his family and the whole School of Rock community." He definitely changed. So that's him in the movie there. And that is them. Actually, that's not the picture. I saw a picture of him that was even looked. He looked much different. That one.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's
more like.
He doesn't strike me as a cyclist.
No, that was exactly what I was thinking.
He looks more like Silent Bob.
Yeah.
I think it was just he was getting around on bikes.
It's
more like getting around on a bike.
Oh, yeah.
Not a cyclist.
I didn't call him a cyclist. He was on his bicycle when he got hit. He could have been just going from point A to point B.
He's a bike man.
Yes.
Oh, is he his buddy? I didn't.
When? This buddy? I think that's another kid from the movie. Who's now grown up.
And what I'm thinking, like, look at that photo. Go back to, you look at that photo, and you, if Jack Black wasn't Jack Black, he'd be like, "Wow,
yeah,
this is a mess of a girl."
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Tenacious D
has really let themselves.
Yeah,
go. He gets a pass because he's Jack Black,
right?
But if he wasn't, we'd be like, "Wow, that guy looks crazy."
Yeah, you're absolutely.
Yeah, because I know I'm looking at the two guys in the middle, and I'm like, "Wow, what a mess!" But when you really look at Kyle Gass and Jack Black, they're the two real messes.
Yeah, they are. They are. That's Jack Black has gained a ton of weight.
Yes,
he's gained a ton of weight.
Pandemic weight.
This is. I don't want to. I mean, this guy's just passed, but someone said to them, he just looks like a real chubby Kid Rock.
I can see that.
Do you see that? If Kid Rock gained like 50 pounds?
100% yes.
Does
he?
That's exactly
what he looks like.
He passed looking like a chubby Kid Rock.
Mm. Yep.
Wow. Huh. I hope when I go, I don't look like a chubby Kid Rock.
Don't grow your hair out.
You can't grow the mustache, that would be okay.
Yeah, you can't do the stash.
Yeah, well, I can do the stash, you just have to color it in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But yeah, R.I.P. to Kevin.
Yeah.
NBC has locked in plans to fill the void created by the upcoming conclusion of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. As expected, the Kelly Clarkson Show is going to take over that time slot. Clarkson Show, which is owned and produced by NBC syndication arm, will take over the slot officially in the fall of 2022. NBC has carried Ellen in every major market across the nation. Clarkson Show currently airs across the country on 200 stations and will be billed as daytime's headliner in leading time slots after next year when Ellen wraps up her run. Mm. I don't think it'll do anywhere near as good as...
Nope.
Ellen DeGeneres' show. I don't think she has as much mass appeal as Ellen did, anyway. But they need something, and there's no one waiting in the wings, so...
Her show is a pretty tough watch.
It's so tough. I've had it on a few times.
Does she still come out and sing? It's like she does a segment, and then she sings a song, and then does a segment, and it's like, hey, I'm not here to watch you sing, Kelly.
No,
you
know? I don't want to see...
She sings?
Yes, it's
like, what do you mean? Like, up next on the show!
No, she'd be like, she would sing a song. Like, whether it's a cover song or one of her original songs, she would do a performance. Harry Connick Jr. would do the same thing.
Yeah,
like Henry Connick Jr. would sing in and out of commercials and stuff, and I'm like, what is going on? Just talk to some people or
right,
to you know, do something other than sing. I don't want to watch singing.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because I don't know, I couldn't care any less about.
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean.
Well, you don't watch Ellen anyway, right? We're not the target group, I think, for these shows.
No.
Well, James is. James watches all this.
I just have it on sometimes, like if I turn the TV on.
Yeah.
All I've seen is the clips of her show. We played on our show a couple of times, and it just didn't seem like she had the same likability, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Ellen's got that humor and wit, and she's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
she's right? So she can bring that to the table and make interviews punchy because she can make a joke
right
on the fly. I don't think Kelly Clarkson is the same way.
It's crazy that she sings. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I think she just sings. Like, I don't know anything about her, but she would sing like songs that were written for her. Like, her big song was like a
Bingo.
Yeah, like it was a ripoff of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs Map song that they decided to make poppy, like that guy, that Dr. Luke guy, was like, man, if we could take that Yeah 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 song and make it to a, give it a pop chorus and put that on it.
Oh God, she does Kellyoke.
Oh,
every
Kelly
show.
Clarkson.
It's like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
She asks for a daily request from the audience, quickly learns the song for the opening segment of the show, and without a doubt, nails it every time. But let's not forget, Kelly is no stranger to covering
this
songs.
This was before the pandemic.
Giving us her so far. Like,
during
this has to be one of her favorites. Kelly
during COVID, she would just, it would be no audience, and she was it was even more awkward and worse.
Just her standing by herself?
Yes, at least there's some energy here with the people. And
there's at least people around her. That's crazy.
Lizzo.
This is a little bit better.
Right.
I haven't watched anything of her show since the pandemic. I've only seen crowd stuff.
Okay. Well, it's still bad, but I'm saying it's even worse now.
Wasn't a bad cover of Lizzo, though.
No, not bad.
Kelly launched her second episode ever really brought someone the whole audience singing. To the...
You didn't think it was her?
It was her and a backing track. She's got
she must have a backup band back there.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on.
She's walking so slow audience, so she doesn't fall.
That old lady, though, is in love with her. Look at how in love that old lady is.
Find yourself
in her purple sweater.
Who stares at you like that old lady stares at Kelly Clarkson.
Life goals right there.
If your woman or man does not stare at you like that, you're not really in love.
Look at that lady.
She's like, wow. She just made direct eye contact with her. It's you. I'm a sucker for you, O'Brien.
Right, go down on me. Go down on me.
Oh, my God. Go down on me. Jesus, Charlie.
Oh, it's so funny. Right out of it.
Or add it to it.
Takes the
same a bit.
Just watch the eye contact here.
Save our whole segment.
I'm a sucker for you. Yeah, that did it. That saved the whole thing.
I'm playing Kelly Clarkson song.
I had no idea she did karaoke or Kellyoke or whatever the hell they call it.
I didn't know she did that either.
But that would make me never want to watch.
I didn't
know
it was that. Now she just sings songs.
Like to the TV screens, like everybody else is doing, with just faces on TV monitors.
It's horrible. All horrible.
Real bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. White trash alert.
Unfortunately, if you've ever been to one of America's water parks, I feel like this intro could play for any of them.
Sure.
Came true. You know, we told you, America's going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
America
yeah.
done gone crazy.
Yes, yeah. That's what we tell you.
We're not finished yeah. either.
We're open for business, which means these stories are going to be flying at us fast and furious. A drunk couple at a water park in Sandusky, Ohio, Kalahari.
Oh, God.
Got into a brawl after someone tried to cut in line. Both of these two wasted, trashy people ended up getting their asses handed to them.
They did.
That's good.
They both got knocked out.
Good.
I'll play you the scene in just a second here, but police say 23-year-old Brittany Cabe and 24-year-old Zach Colson, who are apparently from the Flint, Michigan area, were heavily intoxicated.
All right.
When the fight started at this family water bar. Apparently, they cut in line, and the other people weren't having it.
So they didn't have kids there?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Boy, that's pretty bad to be there without
careful
kids.
Before you judge.
I know, I was going to say, kids. I know. I knew James goes.
Be very careful.
I saw you pop up.
I still don't think it's right. I still don't
water
think
parks
right.
are one of my favorite destinations to go to in the summer. Because I can just ride the water slide.
Yeah. James loves a lazy river.
I do.
James loves it. Doesn't make it right.
What to look out for here when right. I play this for you.
Okay.
And we put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can go check it out there as well. Watch Brittany. She tries to hit a guy. This guy basically body slams her.
Oh, guy took her down.
Oh, yeah. She nails her head on the pavement.
Oh, boy.
Then Zach gets knocked out when he attacked an EMT and hit his head on the ground. So they both got knocked out.
Oh, jeez.
This drunk couple both get lights out.
Why are you attacking an EMT? He's there to help.
Wasted.
I know.
They're wasted.
It's putting your lips on my woman. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
that's
I didn't
true.
Really hear any swear words, but we won't play the audio okay. just to be safe.
Distressing content.
Yeah, here's the video that's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So that's Brittany.
Lord,
oh my goodness gracious.
This is distressing content.
That was
that's
some
her
kind
boyfriend
of
in the
wrestling
yeah,
move where they
broke.
Oh
yeah.
my goodness.
Yeah, no,
goodness.
That's bad. It's bad.
That's not funny.
No,
that
no.
basically
funny.
Broke.
Oh, look, this place is going crazy. This place
oh
is going
God.
Crazy.
Well, it turned into a race war.
And her injury's not as bad as you'd think, okay? Just so you know. Just
okay,
so
well, that's good. It looks pretty bad.
This guy here is hiding behind some kids. That's the dude. Oh.
This right here is why you don't go to a water park by yourself, James. Just take
James
a look.
Will be this guy.
I'm not going to be getting into a fight. I'm going to take out the camera.
Oh, not just even.
Show the body slam. Over and over.
Oh my God!
So that's him.
The poor guy that was like trying to hold him back.
He actually
took about
there.
Seven shots by this drunk idiot.
Oh man,
that's
still not as bad as the Tennessee one.
Crazy times. So once Zach, you don't really see Zach get knocked out there by the EMT, but once he woke up, he also punched a cop.
Oh, okay.
And then he got tased. And then he was finally arrested after that. They arrested Brittany, too, by the way.
Sure, she was like punching that guy three times. That's why he picked her up and dropped her like some kind of
ragdoll.
Like a banned WWE move.
Small girl.
Yes.
Woman.
Pile driver.
Yeah, but
yeah,
she's
a front-facing pile driver.
She threw the first punch. I mean, that's brutal, right, to see what happens to her, but she threw the first punch. The other guy didn't face any charges, apparently.
She landed on her neck, and it bent backwards
she's
in such a way that
snap.
I'm surprised she's not paralyzed.
She pulled it over like an accordion.
And you know what? She's already bloodied.
Yeah,
so
she's
like,
bloodied before she falls.
Before she did that, she was already had it. If you saw her face, she was already cut up. So I don't know who smoked her.
Now they're throwing chairs, too.
The chairs are being thrown.
Well,
crazy.
It became just a giant family versus family.
That poor lifeguard.
I know. The poor, like, 16-year-old guy who's trying to make some money.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, this guy stands no chance.
No, he doesn't at all.
You just watched a guy suplex someone.
I will say, not as many chubby people as you normally see.
Watch this poor guy who comes in and is like, okay, I'm going to try and break up the fight. And then this guy punches him like 6 times in the head.
Right.
It's like he's
helping.
To help.
Yeah, he's helping. It's insane
footage.
Oh,
my God.
So Brittany, the chick you saw being just thrown around there, she's facing charges for aggravated menacing and disorderly conduct while intoxicated. He's facing even more charges, including assault on a peace officer, assault on an EMT, resisting arrest. He also had a warrant out in Michigan for stealing a car. Whole thing's a disaster.
Do you think that we just all forgot how to be together?
Yeah,
and I think that's what it is. We're trying to relearn, get back out in society.
We'll never learn.
And
yeah, we weren't that good at it before.
We weren't. We were terrible, but it's even worse now.
Also,
there's Zach's mugshot. They didn't let him get a shirt, apparently, from the water park.
If your closed fist punches as a guy look like a slap, you shouldn't try to fight anybody.
100%. No. He was hiding behind some kids at some point.
Yeah.
If you watch that, like, you'll see him in the corner. He's hiding behind some kids to try for protection. So there, someone throws him. He runs away as his girl is being tossed around like a rag doll.
Yeah. She did.
That's when he tried to hit the guy. This is from a different view, right? Someone tries to throw a chair at him.
He got a lifeguard who he's like, this is way more than I bargained for working at Kalahari.
You never, ever expect this, dude. Come on. But look, he's hiding behind these kids in the corner.
So, like, the girl had already got her ass kicked at that point. She's down on the ground. She gets back up and tries to fight this guy. So I don't know if he had already socked her a couple times or... We don't know. We don't know. We're only seeing the video we're seeing. There's a larger story here at play.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That goes on and on.
Absolutely. But, I mean, they did clean her up for her mugshot. And he
best they could.
Yeah. He just looks like a fool.
Yeah.
Everybody there looks like a fool.
Well, she was the tougher one. I really do think that even though she got picked up and dropped on her head, she clearly could fight better than him.
Yeah.
Someone said, it's all about me now. And it was that way before the pandemic, but it's gay. I think that's made it worse. We've all gone into our own bubbles for so long, some of us.
And drinking more, probably, because we're out. Yeah. We can be out now and celebrate.
Water park!
No, like, honestly, if you really want to, break down what is the biggest problems that we're dealing with, it is the me mentality of everyone.
100%. And as I said, that was in place before the pandemic.
Problem with everything.
But that's on the roads. It's you won't let anyone in. You're going too fast. They don't deserve to be in that lane. You're not going to let them merge. Like, it's all about
worse.
Yep.
You and your family.
We're a me country right now.
It's scary. Yep. We need to be looking out for each other.
That's not going to happen.
But it's not. I mean, some people will always, but others are all about themselves. So they didn't want to wait in line. So they cut in, and then leads to the friggin' water park disaster.
Yeah, that's a pretty nasty scene.
This guy said, I'm a lifeguard. I'm 6'1", 190. I had to break up a bebop fight in line for one of the water slides. They made me look like a scrawny midget.
Get out of the
way. Wow.
Get out of there.
He's just squashed in between. Yeah.
Like, somebody give me a pork loin. Yeah. Throw a pork loin at him.
Fight over. Hold
hands on.
Time out.
Pause.
Time out.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth till this thing's done.
Only if we split the pork loin half and half. That we can agree on.
That's what makes us let bygones be bygones.
Right. No problem here.
So what you're saying is every water park should have one of those break glass and emergency pork loin?
Absolutely. They should. They should.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For these two, they should have had some natty lights they could have just thrown in like grenades.
No, he didn't need any more of that.
Oh, I know, but he would have stopped anything. Dude.
That's true. That hair, I can't stop staring.
It's like white trash Elvis, right?
Some of that.
There's like a movie character that had that hair.
Johnny Suede?
No. No, I can't. It's reminding me of like a Vince Vaughn style.
Mm. Like pompadour, like
something.
Like in Swingers?
I don't think it was that bad in Swingers, but...
No. It's real stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it is. It is completely. What's the worst thing you saw at a water park? I mean, you've been with your kids. And James, you've been by yourself. You know, like, have you seen...
Fights and stuff? Not really.
I didn't see fights.
Yeah, it's usually just people that probably should get a bigger bathing suit.
The scariest thing was I saw a family that lost a 2-year-old
In the water park.
In the water park.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Everyone was looking and everyone was like, has it drowned?
Oh my God.
So that was the scariest thing. And then they found the kid okay. But I'm like, okay, so that's how bad it is here. No one really cares where their kids are.
I saw the biggest woman lose part of her bottoms. The whole thing luckily did. But you know, one of those slides, you come down so fast, it just.
Yeah.
And it just, she lost. She was. Oh, she had not groomed.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a bad.
It was a bad scene look. There.
Like I said, I had the third best body in the whole place.
That's right.
Okay, so like chicks were looking around and like, wow, that guy has a great body.
By the way, you have that on your LinkedIn profile.
Third best body.
I know.
At the Dollywood water park.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
That's incredible. That's a stat to live up to.
I was like, wow.
You should get that on a shirt.
Yeah. Third best?
And I'm fat.
That's good. Top three is
yeah,
good.
Like, I'm pretty sure
the water park is probably not quite so good.
Can you imagine if they had like a daily...
I felt pretty confident.
A daily crowning ceremony for best bodies at Splash
well,
or whatever it's called?
To be honest, there was like, I don't know where these guys came from, but there were two like foreign guys from like Germany or whatever, and they were running around and they had like 0%.
They had Speedos too.
They had Speedos and 0% body fat. Right. So they were at least the top two.
One and two, hey.
You're the
first
three.
Best American.
I just can't even imagine like the stories that they went back to their homeland. And they were like, yes, we went to a water park. It was crazy how gigantic everyone was.
Everyone was so fat.
Yeah, what
that
do
was huge.
Europeans think when they come here?
Sure I don't know, man.
Like a baby with a buffalo.
By like, the way, you know when somebody, like, so, I don't know what happens to you, but, like, you have a normal leg, but then your other leg gets to be like three times. It's almost like you got so big
what?
That one of your legs decides to be three times fatter.
One leg three times bigger than the other?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but there was...
I've never seen that. It's a medical condition.
It's a medical condition, 100%. Mm. But I was like, this guy's at the water... He's at the water park.
That lifeguard that had to break up the two bebops, yeah. He said it was like Godzilla versus Kong.
That's the only way he can compare it. Wow.
I've never been to a water park.
Never ever in
I
your
was
life?
When I was a kid.
But. Wow. You know what? Honestly, it wasn't until I had kids.
I mean, I went as a child.
Mm-hmm. I didn't go
But
as
then
a kid.
I stopped.
I had just the pool. I had the pool I could always go
yeah.
in.
No,
I went to a wave pool, but then not a water park.
That's not even... Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
No, I don't think I'd went to a water... I don't think we ever did. There was a place near us that was had like a outdoor splash area.
And I will say this, I guess I didn't go to a water park. What I did was we went to this place called Grand Bend, which was like back in the day, it was like one little strip in a beach town that had arcades all up and down and t-shirt shops. And then they had one water slide.
It was like Canada's poor ass Niagara Falls. Like
their
version.
I'm sure I've been on a water slide, but an actual park, I don't know if they had many unless Cedar Point had it. But
yeah,
I
like I never
to
went to a park, but I was on a water slide.
Where I grew up, we had one called Four Bears.
Oh,
but
it was
really just like one big water slide with like four different slides on and like some bumper boats. And then I think they added some other stuff down the line. But we'd go there a couple times every summer. Like I've gone on water parks my whole life.
Yeah.
Won't stop.
No.
Won't stop.
Someone said, worst thing I saw at a water park, a 350-pound, 5-foot woman with 3-inch long whiskers. Guys, she looked like a walrus. I can't ever forget.
Mm. Yeah, you're going to see that. Go to Tennessee. Go to Tennessee. And
just a lot of whiskers.
Take in Tennessee.
A lot of lady whiskers.
Take in the sights.
Someone else said that they work at a water park right now. I believe in Florida. They said, you lose faith in humanity because you see it all.
Yeah. Hmm. It's one of the worst places on earth.
I don't know if I'd say that.
No, but. I do. I think it is.
I will say, you take everyone you see at a theme park and undress them.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
Think of that.
At a theme park, the last time I went to a theme park, I won't say which one, but it was like you do that for some reason, it's the worst glimpse into humanity. Like you look around and you're like, oh my God, two ugly people had sex and created all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yep. And they're all here.
So imagine them barely clothed.
Yeah. Right? I don't know how you guys notice all that when I'm having so much fun riding those slides, cruising down the lazy river.
I guess that's the only way. I guess that's the only way.
Frozen bananas. It's a blast.
It's because I'm not waiting in a 35-minute long staircase line that I get to see, I guess, the stuff that's terrible. At least James is smart. Like, just get in the 35-minute line.
Right, focus on your party.
And just, you're just, it's only the person in front of you and the person behind you. When you're just stuck there and, like, trying to make sure your kids aren't drowning, you see everything, you know? It's really appalling.
No,
and it's only going to get worse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a weird story out of Tennessee. A man on a bicycle, they call him the projectile vomiting thief. Mm.
That's terrible. That's a terrible name.
It's the worst call to get as a police officer.
10-4, Officer Greenbean, Officer Chuck, we're going to need you to head out to Nashville. We got the vomiting phone thief on the loose again.
Oh, no, the PV.
No. He's projectile vomiting again.
We just witnessed a murder.
We're trying to clean up a scene here.
We know you guys aren't doing anything right now. There's no murder.
Dispatch, we're having some problems with the communication here.
Greenbean, give me a gun for a second.
Yeah, check it out.
There was a murder. Oh, did you hear it? There's another murder.
We just saw it.
Yeah. We are literally right by a murder. Otherwise, we would.
They both shot each other.
We got a live feed of your body cams. We see that you just fired a shot into the air there.
Murderer.
Yeah. No, there's no murderer. So we're going to need you right downtown.
We killed him.
To follow up with the projectile vomiting phone.
We killed him good. I'm sorry. Sorry, we just killed a guy. Listen, we got to take care of this murderer, otherwise we would. So.
We just murdered a guy. I mean, like a murderer.
Right.
We murdered a murderer.
We murdered a murderer, so we got to really figure out, we got to go through the different aspects of law here.
I got to check the computer.
That's a 10-9 on that. We're still going to need you downtown.
Lunch. We got to go to lunch, though. So
there's a school. We got to go and give a.
We got to do an anti-drug thing.
No, that's right.
So we got the murder. We got the drug thing, and then
the dare class.
That's
and
a negative again. Downtown, please. Thank you, boys.
Oh God.
All right. Well, just shoot me.
Shoot me.
I still have your gun.
Shoot me in the arm.
Ready? Oh, Greenbean's been shot.
Listen, I just officer down.
A guy just tried to murder him. Got shot by a murderer.
Just to get out of the.
He was just shot by a murderer's weapon.
Vomiting thief.
I don't want to get puked on me.
I did technically murder that guy, and then I shot you.
Right.
Metro police say they were contacted by a victim who borrowed a phone from a business near the robbery scene. That victim had their cell phone stolen by a guy on a bicycle. The victim said that a man was riding behind her on a bike as she was walking down a sidewalk. He snatched her phone from her hand and rode away. But they say that as he did it, he all of a sudden started projectile vomiting on a random vehicle as he biked by. I think like the thought... Like, he was so upset that he actually stole someone's phone, it made him vomit?
I don't know.
Instant regret?
He's probably nervous. He's a nervous thief.
Yeah, like,
there's nervous pukers, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow, that'd suck.
It's not for you, then.
No, it's not. If you're like, got that. Yeah.
Got to rethink it, you know?
Yeah. The robber was later located near the scene of the crime. He admitted stealing the phone and admitted projectile vomiting on a random vehicle shortly after as he biked by.
That poor random vehicle.
No.
I thought he was going to be using his vomit as like a weapon
to rob people.
Oh, wow. That would be quite
like
a
weapon. That's what I thought deal was. Like, that he pukes on you and says, like, I'll puke on you all unless you hand over your wallets.
Here you go.
Because you know how quick I'd give you all my stuff.
Really? If someone just threatened to puke on you?
Oh, I don't want
to
get puked on by somebody, can I tell you?
Oh, no.
I'd rather you shot me in the arm.
That's why I did that.
I know.
Come on, you do not. You're going to take puke over a gunshot, of course.
I guess, probably, but
I've been puked on at the theme park, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
But it's still way better than a gunshot.
No. Until you get shot at a theme park, let me know.
The 23-year-old suspect was booked into the Metro jail on a charge of misdemeanor theft. His bond was set at $1,000.
Maybe it doesn't hurt that bad.
No, I'm sure it hurts.
Your dad said it didn't hurt that bad.
Yeah,
he made him mad.
Said it burns him, pisses you off.
Yeah.
Someone in Britain called the cops, complaining that a neighbor sent a ghost into their home to haunt them.
Well, let's hope people can't do that.
They can.
Great.
Police are reminding them only to call for emergencies.
Yeah.
The Mid-Sussex neighborhood policing inspector said, phone call late last night from a resident stating they knew for sure their neighbor sent a ghost into their house to haunt him. And they had to offer some reassuring words to the old man, as well as a few choice words of advice about only calling police for emergencies.
It is nuts, though, because if I really do feel like there's a ghost in my house, I feel like I have an emergency on my hands.
That's a super emergency.
You know? But you can't, I guess you really can't call the cops.
No.
I don't know what you do. You got to call.
What do you do?
If you think it's haunted, I mean, if I'm having like an exorcist type, people being lifted in the air, projectiles.
Like books, like just something, moving lamps or moving.
You can't, I mean, I was going to say who you're going to call, but not, you can't call the Ghostbusters. Who do you call? Like, wouldn't you call the authorities?
I don't think you can. You look crazy.
No, Dave, you can't call the authorities.
Lisa, books are lifting. People are spinning around in the air.
Yeah, I know, but the second they come in, all that stops. We've seen this movie before.
Call a priest.
We know.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what you do.
Well, do you believe that books are going to move and things?
Not really.
For real?
Not really.
No.
I might.
Stranger things have happened, Lise. I'm just saying, I don't know who I would reach out to in a real convincing
maybe you
paranormal
call them
moment.
Like if some real poltergeisty stuff's going down, I mean, you'd have to call somebody, right?
That's what I mean.
You can't just keep going.
That's what I'm saying, too. You call the
non-emergency line at the police station, probably.
There's no such thing as, like, I mean, there's paranormal investigators.
Right.
But they're not, like, really going to ever.
Seen them?
Yeah. Those people aren't going to help.
Everyone's saying you call church or a medium.
You can't call the non-emergency people
it's
either.
It's like me and
like,
four other guys that are way chubbier than me.
They'd commit you.
Yeah, they would.
It's on record then.
Right.
Oh, great.
It's what holds back everything in that whole realm. If anyone's really dealing with anything real, it's just so crazy. It's like when someone sees Bigfoot and all we do is make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then what if they really did see something crazy?
Yeah, they're ridiculed for it.
You know?
I don't know who you do, Lise. I don't know who you call. I'd want to call someone. One, I don't think I'd ever see something like that. But if I did, if some crap went down that I couldn't explain.
You had a shoe incident. You're going to call the authorities
about
it?
Well, my shoe didn't just float in the air.
Yeah, but it disappeared.
Yeah, it
somebody could have called and someone stole your shoe.
Sent a team down
or
there.
Or gave you a new shoe or something like that.
I don't know what you say. I don't even know what you say, Lise.
I don't either. Someone said you just move. Lisa would just get in her car and dress to start driving.
Sure, I'd put the house up for sale.
Yeah, if you're stuck in a lease, though, or something. Like, that's kind of
sad. And you start saging, I guess.
Yeah,
you get the sage out.
100%.
But to lease, it's the landlord's problem now.
Yeah.
You know, landlord better get on the case.
Coming up, our douchebag of the day. What did a city councilman do after a restaurant wouldn't give him some free barbecue? Let's find out.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
We go now to Stockbridge, Georgia, where a city councilman is under fire. This dude, Elton Alexander, this is in a suburb of Atlanta. He visited a place called the Georgia Championship Barbecue Company. And he said to the owner, hey, you want to do business with the city?
Oh.
You want to do business with the city?
Yeah.
I'll set something up for you. And the owner said, well, yeah, if I'm going to sell more barbecue, sure, I'm in. The city council member's interpretation of doing business with the city was slightly different. That day, when he approached him about doing business with the city, he ordered $60 worth of food.
Okay.
When the bill arrived, he said, I thought you wanted to do business with the city. And the guy said, yeah, I do. That'll be $60.
Yeah.
The city council member took the food without paying. Over the next year, that city council member apparently sent out teams of people, code enforcement officers, health inspectors. He had trouble getting liquor licenses.
Oh, man.
His signage and building permits kept getting turned down. To make things worse, the city council member filed false complaints claiming this dude was on the National Sex Offender Registry.
My God.
Amongst other things. So, after a year of doing business with the city, the owner of this barbecue joint sued the city. The lawsuit was just settled. He got $1.7 million.
Good for him. Yeah, that's good.
$1.2 million went to him, $534,000 to his lawyers.
Yeah.
Even though they had to write out a huge check, the city denies any wrongdoing. That city council member, he's now the city's mayor.
Well, that's not going to be no good.
When asked for his statement, he said this is a business decision by the insurance company to settle a lawsuit and to release the city from all claims. I do not support the settlement, but I don't have the authority to override the insurance company's decision.
Oh, man.
Super douche.
That guy's going to have to move.
Incredible yeah. douche.
Yeah. They love him, though. They love that douche there.
Oh, they do?
Man, seems like being a douche
can get you
places. Huh.
I don't know.
It catches up to you eventually. It catches up to you eventually.
Well, if you're shady, yeah.
But even though this dude was shady and they knew, like, you could easily connect the dots right back to this guy. Right. Still, no money out of his pockets.
No.
The city had to pay off the lawsuit. All for $60 of free barbecue.
I will say this, though. If I could trade $60 of free barbecue to not have to deal with all those problems, maybe you should have.
Yeah. It's the moral of the story here.
I get
is,
it.
Chuck,
you should do business with the city, Dave. You got to do business with the city.
Fine.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.